So, Mr. Shema, continuing from where we left off 2 weeks ago. Last week we didn't have the shiur last week, but we discussed last 2 weeks ago the Indian of Simcha. And again, we discussed, I think, even 3 weeks ago already, we began discussing the Indian of Simcha. We discussed how this Indian of Simcha is going to be very, very much fundamentally connected to the idea of Tikkun HaKoli. Tikkun HaKoli is what Nachman calls Asare Mina Negina, Bachazal call it, Tikkun HaPsachim, Rashi, the beginning of Tehillim. Zera Kaddish calls Asare Mina Negina. We'll see, that's what we're going to see really over the next few weeks, that the concept of Negina, of Simcha, is very heavily connected to the idea of Sai Pagama Bris, when a person's lacking in the Indian of Simcha, that Atzvas leads to Pagama Bris. And Sai, when it comes to the Tikkun, obviously the Tikkun, the way to be able to go ahead and rectify it, is obviously going to be also connected to that Indian of Negina, that Indian of Shir, that Indian of the Shir that comes out. And Badafka, that Indian of Simcha, that a person is going to be able to create. We spoke about last 2 weeks ago in the last year about how a person needs to create a basic level of simcha regardless of what else is taking place in their life, regardless of whether a person feels like he's matzliach or not matzliach. And ruchni shagashmes, a person needs to nevertheless be able to have that mitzvah gedolis b'simcha tamid, which is terech avdala that we'll see in Mitzvah Shem the next week or the week after that, we'll see that. But a person needs to go ahead and have simcha, because the same way simcha is going to be the tool to be able to get a person out of pagama bris, obviously to not get into it, is also going to be the main tool that's necessary for a person to stay away. A person has simcha, when a person is able to go ahead and stay away from that place of atzvos, then a person is capable of then staying away from the Indian of pagama bris. And that's what we're really going to see, like I mentioned, I think the past few weeks or whatever, we're going to see Torah Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet, which are some of the main terrorists, if not the main terrorists, that talk about the concept of simcha in Likutei Moran, the second chelak. And then Mitzvah Shem, we'll see from there a little bit of Likutei Halachos, which connects these terrorists of Torah Chav Gimel to Chav Dalet, which don't explicitly talk about Tikkun HaKlali. We'll see, Reb Nosson goes out and talks about how these Torah Chav Gimel and Torah Chav Dalet are very heavily connected to Tikkun HaKlali. And then Mitzvah Shem will go right from there. We'll see what we get to. Just maybe for 1 minute, just to read, just because today was the Helagas Fasemis' yard site, and Hei Shvat was Fasemis' yard site. So just to read a letter that the Svasemis wrote, where he just talks about this Indian of Simcha that happened, I've chanced upon today when I was looking through some of the things from that Svasemis. So I chanced upon it today. So obviously, Siyata Zishvayim. We'll just see a little bit of how, again, we're talking about last week from the Maltani, we're talking about from the Baal Shem Tov, about the importance of Simcha. So just to talk a little bit from the Svasemis. Svasemis talks about how important it is to go ahead and have Simcha. This is a letter that he wrote. And he writes the following things. He writes to a chassid, his name is Reb Shlomo, I'm not sure who that is, but he writes this to an Avrech HaMuflig. A chassid is obviously writing about him, about the challenges this person's having in Avodas Hashem. He says, Da achi, you should know my brother, ki kol ma shenidma la'adam, ki meruchiku, anytime it looks to a person that person feels like he's far from the Rabbanu Shalom, ve'en yachal ageshes hadvar mitzvah, and he feels like he can't come close to hadvar mitzvah, hu sheker muchlet, b'li safek klal. That's a sheker muchlet, that's 100% sheker, b'li safek klal. It's 100% check. A person feels distant and far and feels that because of what I've done, I don't have the ability to be able to go ahead and come close to Rabbanu Shalom, to Dvar Mitzvah, to Torah, to Avodah. That's a sheker muchlet, b'li safek klal. V'hamanli, Zaktes Vasebis, believe me, b'biru, ki ava pachas ben apchusim, even the lowest Yitzhah b'Yisrael, oisim mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach ha-pshutai, kdei lakayim mitzvah sabayra barachu, sheberanu, b'nasan lanu neshama tohera, k'may shekasav neshama shenasata b'tohera. Every single yid, even the pachas ben apchusim, can go ahead and do mitzvahs k'pshutai, to be able to be makayim, Ratzon Hashem, and to be able to be maimin, that the neshama that the Rabbanu Hashem gave him is neshama shanasatibi to hairihi. A person is able to see that every morning the Baruch Hashem gave you back your neshama. The Baal Tanya brings down the first line of Tanya, that it brings down that they give you, make you make a shvua before a person comes down into this world, that you're going to be a tzaddik and not be a rasha. Zaktes Vasemis, every day before a person's neshama comes back down to this world, Shemachsel HaKadosh Baruch Hu neshama mashbiyan oisai, umitzaven lakayim mitzvah sabayri. Chiddush from the Vasemis, that this shvua that takes place is not a one-time shvua, that a person made a shvua when he was born, that mashbiyan oisai teitzadik ba'altei rasha. Rather, Zaktes Vasemis, this takes place every single night before a person comes back down, the neshama comes back down this morning, they make you make a shvua that you're going to be a tzadik ba'altei rasha. I am going to say that nevertheless I've done things that are wrong and therefore I don't feel like I'm doing it. Zaktes Vasemis, it's not true. The Baruch Hashem put you back down into this world because he trusted you, that when you made that shvua and you told him, and you said, I'm going to go ahead and do my best to be able to do what the Rabbanu Shem wants, the Rabbanu Shem trusted you, and the Rabbanu Shem put you back into this world. Even the pachas ben pekusim, even the lowest yid possible, it's a sheker muchlep elisaf eklal, to say that yid is distant and far from going ahead and being over the Rabbanu Shem in the greatest way possible. As the pasuk says, today, right now, with whatever I've done, with all the chesrenis that I have, with all of the pogromim that I've done, with all of the mess ups that I've had in my previous days, Zaktas Vasemis, a person needs to believe that it's a sheker muchlet. It's a sheker muchlet, the ainsat b'lisaf eklal, that I can't go ahead based on what I've done and go ahead and come close to the Rabbanu Shalom. Okay, that's all we're just talking about. Bederech klal, the MS. Lias Aratzen Vachashik Tamid, Rak Lasis Ratzen Amakim, Bechal Levin Nefesh, Ide Cheshman Gadol Schar Mitzvah, Shadam Zeich Lasis Mitzvah, Sakadish Baruchu. When a person goes ahead and thinks about the fact that he has the capability to go out and be Makayim and Mitzvah, Masha Ain Shum Beria, Zeich Lazet, that no barrier is able to do this, no animal, no guy, no malach. Shaf malach and oisel shlichas achas. Even a malach is only able to do one shlichas, and yid can do, you know, hundreds of mitzvahs a day. Umagam shekasa chazal sheish hakadosh baruch hu. Nachas ruach ben mitzvah shel adam yoisim em malach elyon, more than the malachim that are going ahead and praising the rabbanim. The rabbanim is more nachas ruach from a yid who's doing a mitzvah, like we mentioned that mashal from the Kedushas Levi 2 or 3 weeks ago about the inyan of the parrot, that a parrot, the Rabbanu Shalom, has more nachas ruach from a yid who has a guf, who has things dragging him down, is able to be over the Rabbanu Shalom. V'chol ha'malachim, mitzapim sha'adam yisol yasem mitzvah samakam ahava. All the malachim are waiting to see when a yid is going to go ahead and do a mitzvah samakam v'yahava. Ki kol olam esluim amai sa'adam. All the malachim and the chais and the sraf and the fani ha'kodesh, they're all waiting for a yid to go ahead, a pashta yid, pachashav v'chusim, to go ahead and to be over the Rabbanu Shalom in the simplest way. They're all waiting. There's a massive show taking place in Shemayim. They see that a yid is going ahead and a yid's picking up his tefillin, and all the malachim are sitting there and they're waiting to see, is the yid going to put on tefillin? Is he not going to put on tefillin? They watch the yid make a bracha, and there's a celebration taking place in the Palmaya delay, in the Shemayim taking place, over the fact that a yid was down here in Olam Haza, a yid who has a guf, a yid who has a yetzahara, a yid who has a nefesh Bahamas, went ahead and was able to be over the Rabbanu Shalom, put on tefillin. Tremendous simcha. Because she's bein in adam azeh. When a person recognizes that yasa ratzan amakim gedil lakar v'kol advarim hakadosh baruch hu, person realizes that kol mitzvah ma'ase gashmi, every mitzvah that a person does by the mitzvahs mezdabek himself to the rabbanu shalom. For example, tzitzis. He gives an example of tzitzis. A person puts on the tzitzis b'li suffik nigma me. If you recognize that and you realize that and you think for a moment before you go ahead and do a mitzvah, the nachas ruach that you're bringing to the Rabbanu Shalom, and you're going ahead, going ahead and putting on tzitzis, the example that he brings over here, pashti yid like that is putting on tzitzis, and a person is able to be makir and able to recognize the nachas ruach that's bringing to the Rabbanu Shalom, tzarech lias moli b'simcha v'chedva shezach lachas nocha. Nachas Ruach LaKadosh Baruch Hu, that itself should fill a yid with tremendous simcha that he's able to go ahead and bring a Nachas Ruach to Rabban Hashem. Right? The Svarim Taich in the Pasuk, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Sois us is Ba'Hashem, the Chazal Taich, Sois us is Ba'Hashem, Sois I'm happy that us is Ba'Hashem. I'm happy that I can make the Rabban Hashem happy. It's a niggin from Yosef Kaduna, a beautiful niggin, very old niggin, I think, heard as many years ago. Sois us is Ba'Hashem, Sois us is Ba'Hashem. The words are, Nisameach, Bezesh Anima Sameach Es Hashem. This is the words in the niggin. Anisameach, I'm happy, Bezesh Anima Sameach Es Hashem. I'm happy over the fact that I can make the Rabbanu Shalom happy, right? There's no greater simcha that a yid could have. Yid goes out and puts on tzitzis in the morning and recognizes, wait a second, I'm putting on tzitzis. That means that I, Pachash Yibab Chusim, and Tafshim Pehe, and the Darf Ikfas Yidim Mashicha, could go ahead, I'm making a bracha, Baruch HaTo Hashem, L'Kedim Alech Elo, Masher Kedishan, Mitzitzis, Zivanu, L'Satip Tzitzis, Ral Mitzit Tzitzis, I can go ahead and bring a Nachas Ruach to the Rabbanu Shalom. So Seis Asas Bashem. I'm happy over the fact that I can bring simcha to the Rabbanu Shalom. Ukesha adam margul atzmai by rechi yetzar v'sitcher achame atzmai. When a person goes in and is margul himself to think this way, a person is able to recognize the gadlus of what he's doing of every moment of Torah, of tefillah, of avodah, of chesed that a person is doing. Right away, he's going to push away the yetzar v'sitcher achame atzmai. V'kol ki ein lam sheiches asimcha shel mitzvah. Why? Because the yetzar has no sheiches to the inyan of simcha shel mitzvah. The yetzar is the opposite. Like we're talking about the atzvos, the inyan of the nukva, the sitcher achra. It's the opposite of the inyan of the simcha shel mitzvah. Ube'emes ki mehay taima. Zaktes v'asemes. That's why call. What does the Yetzer want to do? The Yetzer wants to suck the joy out of a person's life, to take any simcha, befrat simcha shel mitzvah, and to take it away from a person. A person has to go out and fight that thought, that a person goes ahead and the Yetzer goes ahead and tries to knock a person down and say that his mitzvah are not that great, that they're not so chashev, that the Rashi doesn't get a nachas ruach because they're not as great as maybe the previous generations or other people in this dar. A person has to go out and push that away because through having the simcha shel mitzvah, by reach Yetzer v'sitcher achem me'atzmai, when you have the simcha shel mitzvah, the Yetzer has no place in a person's life. Soon as a person wakes up in the morning, the more a person is able to have that Kabbalah, he goes on and says, the more a person is going to be able to go ahead and have Simcha Shemitzvah, and the Yetzirah, the Sitra Achra, will automatically run away from him. They don't have the capability to be able to fight a person. Again, this is just speaking out Mamash, what we're talking about the past few weeks. that when a person goes out and has simcha, simcha is the hepech of the Yetzirah. We'll see Yaakov and Esav, Nosson's going to teach you, look at the halachas. Yaakov and Esav is the inyan of simcha and atzvas. Atzvas is obviously Esav. Esav says, everything's death, everything's misa, everything's that place where there is no machar, there's no future, there's nothing that's going to come out. Mashenkin, Yaakov Avinu is the inyan of Ekev, Yis Yaakov, Raglov. Yaakov Avinu is able to bring the simcha down to the place of Raglov. And Mamel, the hepech of Yaakov Avinu, the hepech of simcha shemitzvah, is obviously the inyan of atzvas. That's just, again, we cover the yard site today to talk a little bit more about the Indian of Simcha. Now, Mitzvah Shem, we'll see Terech of Gimel. So we're holding in Lukutim Ran Tanyana, the second chelik of Lukutim Ran, Terech of Gimel, which, as we said, I think we mentioned before, it's a short Torah. It sounds like a very cute idea in the Torah, but we'll see that there's a tremendous, tremendous oimik in this Torah. It's interesting that Lukut Alachas, like Dhamma to Lukut Alachas, when Rasan wrote Lukut Alachas, which we mentioned before, when Rasan took all of Lukutim Ran and put it into the Alach in a way that's Pile Plum. Amish Pile Plum, we'll see a little bit inside, maybe in the next few weeks, how Nassim goes out and takes a turn on the Lukutim Ran, which is talking about one Indian or many, many Indianim, and goes out and is able to adapt that to Indian of Alacha, which is talking about something totally different. Nassim is able to merge those two things together. But one of the, in the Hagdamah, the Lukutim Alachas, Nassim brings an example of how you can take a few words of the Lukutim Ran and build palaces on it. And the example that Rav Nosson goes at and chooses, the one third of all the Lukutim Ran, hundreds of Torahs over here, the one third that he uses to choose as his example of how you can have a small Torah that you can build mamash a palace on, build buildings on, is this Torah of Gimel. So obviously Rav Nosson himself obviously had a tremendous, tremendous, you know, tremendous connection to this Torah. And there's many halachas and Lukut halachas that are written on this Torah, many places where he brings this up. We'll see maybe a drop of them tonight. Hilchas Tefillah, Hilchas Kriyashma, Hilchas Pesach, Hilchas Berachas Eida, Hilchas, like we see, Peru Revu. There's many halachas where he brings this up. We'll see maybe a drop of it tonight. But let's first see the Torah and try to discuss a little bit the Torah that Rav Nachman's saying. And again, it sounds like an idea which is simple. It's a short Torah. It's not a very difficult Torah. It's not like probably one of the more easier Torahs to just read al derech pshat. But we'll see that this is really going to be the inyan, the side of what it means to have simcha. So let's see Torah of Gimel, Lukutim Ran, Tanyanos. He says the following thing. B'inyan ha-simcha, when it comes to the inyan of simcha, al pi mashal, based on a mashal, when people are going ahead and they have simcha, but not only simcha, they go ahead and they have rikudim also. Rikudim is obviously the ultimate level of simcha. We mentioned before, v'haya ekev tishmaun, Nachman teaches, v'haya ein v'haya aloshan simcha, like the Gemara teaches, v'haya ekev, ekev is aloshan of the ekev, the heel, that the real level of simcha is that a person is able to bring the simcha all the way down to the heel, that a person is able to go ahead and dance, v'yisi akev ragla, v'haya ekev tishmaun, so the pa'amim b'nei adam are not just smechim, the smechim amraktim, they're happy and they're going ahead and dancing. Azai, chaitvim ishachim mibachutz. As they're going ahead and dancing, there's one guy who's not involved in the circle, right? Very often, you'll have the guy who doesn't want to be involved in the circle, whether it's Simchas Torah. The guy decides that he wants to go ahead and finish Shneimer Kevecha Targum then. He wants to go ahead and learn, wants to start Ready Bereshit Shneimer Kevecha Targum. Or the guy's just not, it's not my Indian to dance. It's not brought anywhere in Halacha that I have to dance. It doesn't say to in Shulchan Aruch, they have to dance in Simchas Torah, which it doesn't. So a person says, you know, I don't want to dance, not my Indian. Or it's by chasana, a person just standing on the side, a person standing by himself on the side of the chasana. He's watching, he's eating, he's schmoozing, and he's not involved in the actual being Mesameh Chas Mekala, the tremendous mitzvah that a person can go ahead, Mesameh Chas Mekala. This person's, he's standing on the side, he's not in the zone, he's not in the mood, he's not interested in dancing. Now what happens? Often, what will happen is as you're dancing around the circle, you'll see one of your friends, either on Simchas Torah, or by Chasana, or by any Simcha, you'll see one of your friends standing on the outside of the circle, and he's not part of the circle. So what do? You grab the guy in, and you say, come on, get involved in the circle. Like the elves dancing, it's Gishmat, get involved in the circle. This person, the reason why he's standing on the side, is he's ba'atzvah, samar shcherer. He's not holding my dancing right now. He's not in the mood of dancing. What do? You go out and you slap him in, bal karchai. The guy's not interested, right? But you grab him in, right? It happens very, very often. It's very often, you know, everyone's dancing around and like one time, twice, which says last Shabbos, we're dancing around the Kabbalah Shabbos. Two, three guys are just, you know, sitting in the shul. It's not an dancing. It's not a halachic thing, you know, they don't want to dance on Shabbos time. They don't, not dancing. So like, what happens is, as you go around the circle, like one guy tries to slap him in, another guy tries to slap him in. Finally, left like three or four people try to slap the guy in. It's uncomfortable for the guy to just continue sitting there and just everyone trying to slap him in. Or even worse, the guy gets stuck in the middle. Right? Sometimes the guy's sitting in a seat and everyone starts dancing around him. It looks much like the chassan standing in the middle, but he's not the chassan. He's just not in the mood of dancing, so he's trying to look down at a sefer. And eventually, enough people like make it obvious to him that like it's uncomfortable. He's sitting here smack in the middle of the circle. So the guy gets up and bal karchai, he's not interested. Bal karchai, the guy gets slapped in. You drag the guy in, bal karchai. You drag him in against his will into the circle of dancers. What happens when you drag him in and he starts dancing? Within 3 or 4 minutes, maybe 3 or 4 seconds, suddenly the guy starts dancing. And so it's kashmak. Up until now, he was a Simchas Torah Yidu standing on the side with the crescendo learning. Now he got schlepped in because enough people schlepped him in. Suddenly he starts to dance, and as he started to dance, it actually starts to affect him because a person's nifl achal pur loisav. Person starts to dance, and as he's dancing, it starts to become enjoyable for him to dance. And now, even if the guy who schlepped him in, even if the guy who dragged him in may let go of his hand, what's going to happen is that guy's going to continue dancing. Because up until now, he was ba'asas amar shechar standing on the side. He got schlepped in. Now that he's part of the circle, he's going to continue to go ahead and dance. He's going to go ahead and he's going to dance along with them. Zakhtar Rachman, that's a mashal. Cain. When it comes to simcha, it's the same thing. Why? When a person's happy, what happens when a person's happy? A person has a reason to be happy. A person goes to chasana. A person hears a piece of good news. A person eats a good supper. At that moment, the person has a good reason to be happy. Right now, they have something in their life that there's a good reason to be happy. What happens to all the things in their life that are reasons not to be happy? So at the moment of happiness, a person is just focusing on the good in their life. A person is focusing on the type in their life, focusing on the reasons that I do have to be simcha. A person just went out, he had a good first date. Yeah, a person went ahead and he had a good supper with his wife. A person went ahead and his kid did well in school and he got a good report card. So a person right now has a reason to be simcha. What about the fact that you're struggling with parnasa? What about the fact that shalom bayis is not going well? What about the fact that your car broke down yesterday? So I'm not focusing on that right now. Right now, in the moment of happiness, in the moment of simcha, I choose to focus on the type that's happening to me. And I choose to ignore everything else that's not happening to me. So all the marashcharim, all the yisurim that are in my life that are naturally there, they get pushed away, and they get pushed away to a place which is apart. And that's the first level of simcha. The natural way that we think of simcha is simcha means focus on the good and don't focus on the bad. Right? I'm sure you've all seen this like picture where a guy goes in and takes a piece of white paper and he makes a black dot on the white paper and he asks everybody, what do they see? And everybody says they see a black dot. He says, well, you're focusing on the one black dot on the paper. Why don't you focus on the rest of the paper that has white? Right, and the same thing. A person can go ahead. A person can focus on the nekudas tavas. A person can focus on the good in the life, and instead of focusing on all the things that are wrong in your life, all the things that are not going well in your life, Zakhtar Nachman, that instead of doing that, the first level of simcha is focus on the good. Focus on how much time you have. You woke up in the morning, Baruch Hashem, the Baruch Hashem gave you back in the neshama. You're able to see, you're able to breathe, you're able to walk, you're able to talk, you're able to see. You have so much good in your life, you have so much going well for you. Don't focus on the ra, focus on the tayv, focus on the fact that the cup's half full and not that the cup's half empty. But that's not real simcha. That's be'inyan simcha. That's one level of simcha, but that's not the ultimate simcha. Zakhtar Nachman, but avamayli yaseira, but the real level of simcha is this ametz lirdif achra marish charadafka. The real level of simcha is not just that I'm choosing to focus on the good, on the positive and not the negative, and ignoring the parts of my life that are the marish char and the yisurim. The maili yaseira, the real level of simcha is I go ahead and those parts of me that don't want to be involved in the circle of dancing, that don't want to be involved in that simcha that's taking place right now, I go ahead in the same way that person, we schlep that guy in. We go in and we schlep the parts of us that are not happy to go in and schlep them inside. To drag them and to bring them into the place of simcha. To go ahead and take the tamara shchira itself, that the depressing parts of me, it's the parts of my day itself, get involved and get brought into the simcha itself. To go out and to bring the marashchira and the yisurin into the simcha. Which means the real goal of having real simcha is not just, okay, that I'm focusing on A and B and I'm ignoring C and D. The real goal is that I'm able to go out and schlep in as A and B are dancing, as the parts of my day that are going well, the parts of my life that are going well are being mesameach. I'm able to go out and schlep in the parts of my life that are not being mesameach, and I schlep them into the circle, and then all of me is able to dance. Kol atzmoisei tamarna. Hashem yikamoicha. Rav Nachman teaches the pasuk kol atzmoisei. Kol atzmoisei teaches on tikkun abris, but kol atzmoisei tamarna. Hashem yikamoicha means that all of me is able to sing the praise of Hashem. Not just that one chelik of me is able to sing the praise of Hashem, but all of me. I'm able to sing that every chelik of me is able to go ahead and to sing the praise of the Rebbeinu Hashem. I just mentioned just now from the Sfasemes, so just give a shir, Mamash, right before I came here, from the Elikah Sfasemes. The Sfasemes teaches that in the shir that Klai Yisrael sings, when Klai Yisrael came to the Yam, there was two levels of Amamuna that Klai Yisrael had. Klai Yisrael had Amuna in Mitzrayim, it says, Vayamana Am, Klai Yisrael had Amuna. Klai Yisrael also had Amuna when they came by Kriyas Yamsef, which says, Vayamina. It's another level of Amunah. So Sfasemes has a few pieces where he goes and tries to explain exactly what the two levels of Amunah are. L'chara, if they had Amunah already in Moshe Rabbeinu, already in the Rabbanu Shalom, in Mitzrayim, what's the second level of Amunah that they had? So Sfasemes says, one of the places where he says, I just mentioned it earlier, one of the places that he says that the level of Simcha, the level of Amunah that Klai Yisrael got when they were standing by the Yam was not just that they're able to recognize that, okay, we have Amunah that the Rabbanu Shalom is going to take us out of Golas, but the fact that they were able to go out and recognize that Golas itself was part of the simcha, right? The Svasemis Taiches in the pasuk, we say this every day in davening. And if I've ever thought about this before, but the Svasemis Taiches, when we say Az Yashir, one of the psukim that we say over there is Omar Oyif Erdif Asik Echalik Shol Tolmoim Anafshi. Right? We go out and talk about the fact that the Omar Oyif, that the Oyif itself, that the enemy itself decided that they're going to come ahead and they're going to chase after us and they're going to take everything that we have. In fact, the Svasemis, why is that part of the Shira? Besides, it's a pasuk talking about what happened before the Shira. It's also talking about what happened before the Yeshua. That's not part of the Shira. That's not part of the salvation that Klai Yisrael had. Zaktas Vasem is, the second level of Amunah. This level that Rav Nachman's talking about, we're able to go ahead and not just say, okay, I got out of it. So now, right now, I'm happy about the fact that I got out of Golas. Where I'm able to go out and look at the Golas itself. I'm able to go out and look at the Tsar and the Yisur and able to recognize that that itself is part of the Shira. That itself is part of the Nigid itself. Is Omar Oyif Erdif Asing. That that itself is part of the Nigid of the Simcha itself. I'm able to go ahead and see the Gadlus of the Rav Nachman within the Tsara itself, within the Yisurim itself. That's the ultimate level of Shira. That's the ultimate level of Simcha. That's the Simcha of La'asad Lavi. Miller Rav Nachman's telling us the same thing. You can have a level of Simcha where, okay, right now I'm choosing to focus on good and Avada. That's Avada, a person should go ahead and have that Avada. It's important for a person to have, but that's not the ultimate level of Simcha. The ultimate level of Simcha is when I'm able to identify all the parts of myself and I'm able to bring all the parts of myself into the inner Simcha. Rav Nachman just gives us one example of how this is Shayach in a very practical way. Rav Nachman says, for example, a person is going ahead. And a person went ahead and put on tefillin this morning, right? So a person has simcha, like we just mentioned from the Svas Emes. A person has simcha shal mitzvah. I put on tefillin this morning, I have simcha. But what naturally happens when I go ahead and I feel good about the fact that I put on tefillin this morning and therefore the simcha shal mitzvah, what naturally happens is all the parts of me that I know that are not good, all the averus that I've done throughout the past day, months, years, all of those averus, all the parts of me that are not good, all the times I put on tefillin that didn't have the proper machshavas, that I spoke when I was doing my tefillin varmatel, all of those, where do they get pushed? They get pushed to the side. Because right now, what I want to focus on, if I want to go ahead and be mekayim the eitz of the Svas Emes, the eitz of the tzaddikim, to go ahead and focus on simcha shel mitzvah, I'm focusing on the fact that right now, I was zeichah to go ahead and put on tefillin in a proper way. I'm in the middle of the fact that I put on tefillin in a proper way, I have simcha from it. But the parts of me that did not put on tefillin properly over the past months or years, whatever it is, those parts stand to the side because they can't be part of the simcha. They're not part of the dance because they didn't put on tefillin properly. Zaktav nasin, what does a person have to do? If a person wants to get to the Maile Yisera, you have to go ahead and schlep those parts in. How do I schlep the bad days of putting on tefillin into the simcha that I'm feeling right now? Zaktav nasin, if I can recognize that fakir, if I who went ahead and for the past 6 months, for the past 8 months, for the past 10 years that I've been since I've been my mitzvah, I haven't put on tefillin properly, and I didn't put on tefillin the way that I should, and nevertheless, afal pikin, even though I have such a bad rap sheet, so to speak, and even though I have such a history of not going out and doing it properly, now I was zeicha to go out and do it properly. You know how much nachas ruach that's bringing to Rabbanu Shalom, right? The Rabbi Nachman brings in Tari Yud that the simcha that Rabbanu Shalom gets from the person that's further away from the Rabbanu Shalom is a much higher level of simcha than the simcha that the Rabbanu Shalom gets, the nachas ruach that Rabbanu Shalom gets from a person who's close. He brings the Paltik of Zera Kaddish. Zera Kaddish says that the ultimate simcha that the Rabbanu Shalom had by Matan Torah was not from Klal Yisrael saying Nasev and Ishma, it's from Yisrei coming along and saying Ati Yadati. Yisrei came along as Makad the Rabbanu Shalom. Why? Because Yisrei went ahead, like Rashi says, Ati Yadati. Now I Makad that the Rabbanu Shalom, but Yisrei went ahead and was Ovid every Avay Dazar in the world. For somebody like Yisrei, was Ovid every Avay Dazar in the world, and now goes ahead and is coming close to the Rabbanu Shalom, the simcha that the nachas ruach that brings to the Rabbanishim is much greater than Stam, a regular person who's holding on a high madrega saying Nasa Manishma. Why? Because he has everything going against him. Everything naturally shouldn't be saying Nasa Manishma by Yisrei, and the fact that he's able to go out and be Magayr, that Koyin Midian can go ahead and be Magayr, is a greater Nachas Ruach and a greater Simcha to the Rabbanishim than a regular person who's a Tzaddik. Makam Shivali Chuva Ayimdim, Ain't Tzaddik and Gomorrah Mechelim Lamed. Mele Zaktab Nasan, I make a very Pashta Cheshbin. Instead of just being happy about the fact that I today put on Tefillin in the right way, and putting all the days that I didn't put on tefillin, put them to the side and say, you can't be part of the dance. Instead, I could go ahead and grab them and drag them in. How do I drag in the bad days? By saying, fakir, the simcha that I'm able to feel today is even greater because of the fact of all my mess-ups previously. Because of the fact that I have so many months or so many years where I didn't do it properly. And therefore, the natural way that I operate should just be to go ahead and put on tefillin today, the same I did it yesterday and 2 days ago and 3 days ago. But if I went ahead and I fought my nature, and I fought what my guf wants me to do, and I fought what the teva causes me to do on a regular daily basis, and I fought that and I went ahead and I put it on properly, so then the simcha is an even greater level of simcha. So now instead of ignoring those parts of myself, if I could, I dragged them into the circle. Now, and now the bad parts also are able to be besimcha. Because now when I'm able to go ahead and do tshuva me'ahava, now I'm able to take all the averus, and now the averus don't just become zedonis nasan, are not just nasan like kishkagos, now zedonis nasan like kishkuyos. So when I can go ahead and do a tshuva me'ahava, I'm not just going at and ignoring my averus, I'm just like, okay, I don't want to focus on them, I just want to focus on them. It's just fakir. I go ahead and I'm bringing in all of the averus that I've done and be able to drag them into the circle, right? Everybody knows the famous Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi says that Sukkos is called Yom Rishon. Sukkos is called by Chazal, so Rishon Lecheshbon Avinus, right? It's the first day you're able to do averus. So that's a Pashta Taitcha Chazal. The days in between Kippur and Sukkos, you can't do any averus. Mele Sukkos is the first day of Sukkos, is Rishon Lecheshbon Avinus. Kedushas Levi says it can't be. Right? Kedushas Levi looks at everything with Kedushas Levi with Baditcheva eyes. Says that can't be what Chazal means. This the Chazal saying that this is Yom Rishon. The Torah goes ahead and says that this is the first day. You know, it's the first day of. It's the first day you could do averus. It can't be what it means. The oil chazal, the lashon of chazal, rishon lecheshbon avinus, doesn't sound like we're talking about doing averus. Sounds like a cheshbon of avinus. So we're talking about a guy who's making a cheshbon of how many averus he wants to do that day. That can't be what it means. Zakhtin kedush levi, what does it mean? We know that Sukkos is the time of tshuva meyahava. Yom Kippur is tshuva meyira. Sukkos is mansam chasenu is tshuva meyahava. Memela zakhtin kedush levi. After Yom Kippur, a person went ahead and did tshuva and all the averus. Now all the averus are dinus nasan loy kishkagos. All the averus became into shkagos. Now comes the first day of Sukkos. And now a person goes ahead and there's tshuva meyahava. Now and now in Bezen Shemal there's a brand new cheshbon needs to be made. Now there's a major bahala taking place in Bezen Shemal because now they say, wait a second, this guy went ahead and did 500 averus this past year. Now on the first day of Sukkos he just took his lulav and esrig and did tshuva meyahava. Now we need to make a rishon lecheshbon avaydus. Now we have to make a cheshbon of all the averus that he did and be mehapech all the averus into mitzvahs. So now there's a big bahala in Shemayim taking place. It's the rishon lecheshbon avaydus. We have to go out and make a new cheshbon, make all the averus into mitzvahs. That's what it means when a person does tshuva meyahava. So what Nachman's talking about over here, instead of just focusing on the fact that, okay, I did something good right now, if I can go ahead and be able to be mahapech all of the averus into mitzvahs, I could go ahead and drag all of the negative parts of myself into the place of simcha, so even if they're not going to join naturally, not going to want to join. The Avera is very happy to say it Avera, but if I can go out and drag it in, that's the ultimate level of Simcha. Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasis machal tzadikim. Machal tzadikim means it's a circle. It's a circle that includes everybody. V'amei chulam tzadikim means that la'asad lava, it's going to be the ultimate. Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasis machal tzadikim, it's going to be the ultimate circle, the circle that's able to be 100%. A circle is something, like the Sfarim talk about, a circle has no beginning and no end. Right? A line has a beginning and end. A kav has a beginning and an end. A circle has no beginning and no end. It's called the eagle. It just goes around. It's something which doesn't have a beginning and an end. If my Simcha is only based on one chelek, on one nakuda of the fact that I'm a simcha over this right now, but I pushed aside everything else, what's ultimately going to happen? What's ultimately going to happen is all of those skeletons that I tried to put into the closet and lock the closet door, ultimately all the skeletons are going to come out. So I can put them in, I can try to hide everything, I can push everything under the rug, and right now I'll be happy about this moment, and then I'll be happy about this moment, but the moment's not going to last. The moment's going to be a moment which is here now, but ultimately everything is going to come out from under the rug, everything's coming out from the closets, and I'm going to lose the ability to really be able to be b'simcha. But if I can go ahead and get this Miley Yaseira, when I can go ahead and not just be b'simcha over right now, but I can drag everything in, I can make a circle out of every chelik of my life, and bring all of it into the circle of simcha, be able to be schlep it in, to schlep it in, then at that moment, now it's an eagle. Now it's a circle, which is never going to end. Because now it's every part of me is able to go ahead and be part of that circle of simcha. Every part is able to be dragged in. And memela, the atzvus and the marashchera are nishapech from being atzvus and marashchera to being something which is totally connected to the level of simcha. Nassan writes in Lakut Alachas, in Hilchas Kriyashma, he writes, this is why we find that the Chazal said, when Bracha says, the Gemara Brachas and Marcus says also kol tefillah she'ein bo tziruf b'shei Yisrael is not a tefillah properly. Any tefillah doesn't have tziruf of b'shei Yisrael. If you don't have a rasha involved in the tefillah, then it's not considered to be a proper minyan. Right? The Gemara goes down and learns it out from the Keteres. Keteres needed the chelbanah chisach mikol simona chayav misa. You need the chelbanah. The chelbanah is reichera. The chelbanah represents the rasham, which is smell bad. And mila, if you don't have the chelbanah inside of the Keteres, not just you don't have the chelbanah in, but all Keteres is possible. All the tzaddikim, all the other parts of the chelbanah of the Keteres, which are the ultimate reich nechayach, that come in with the kain gadol, the kodesh kadoshim, the whole thing's possible because mis nechelbana. So Chazal, every tefillah needs to be like this as well. Every tefillah needs to contain within it b'shei Yisrael. Why? Zaktim nasan, because what's the goal? The goal is not just to make a circle of just asad hakadosh baruch hu lasan machal tzaddikim, of just the tzaddikim and the simple level. The real goal is to be able to go ahead and to take the b'shei Yisrael, to take the chelbana is rechei ra, and to be able to be magale that the chelbana is part of the circle also. If you leave the chelbana out of the circle, if you make a tzibur, which is just a tzibur of just tzaddikim, that's not the ultimate tzibur. Then it's not a tzibur which is a machal tzaddikim. It's a line. It's a line which just contains within it very few people, the people that are capable of getting into it. The only way to really go ahead and be able to make a asad hakadosh baruch hu lasas machal tzaddikim, the only way to have a real tzibur is like what the Sfarim says, tzibur is reshetavis tzaddik beinani rasha. The only way to have a real tzibur is when everybody's involved. If you leave the rasha out, said you're going ahead and you're leaving part of yourself out. And it doesn't just mean, and Rasan explains, it doesn't just mean the level of, you know, on a minyan itself. It also means inside of a person himself. If a person wants to go ahead and daven, and a person leaves parts of themselves out, and a person doesn't bring all of themselves, side of tzaddik, side of beinani, and side of rasha, and side of himself, doesn't bring all of it into davening, then something's lacking. I just want to daven with just the good parts of me. It doesn't work like that. The Baruch Hashem wants all of you. The Baruch Hashem wants kol atzmoisei tamarna, Hashem yikamoicha. The Baruch Hashem wants every chelik of you, side the good, side the bad, and side the ugly. And the only way to be able to have a real machal, a real circle, is when a person is able to drag them in, to say that the Baruch Hashem wants it. And daika, like we said, Rav Nosson, daika because of the fact that I had those chesroinas, daika because of the fact that I had those nefilas, dafka because of that, I'm able to bring them in, able to be makad and achasruach, I'm able to bring to the Baruch Hashem, is that much greater than a person is able to have the ultimate level of simcha, the level of Namayli Yaseir of Simcha. I heard one time many years ago from Shlomo Kalbach. He's talking about, you know, about Kabbalah Shabbos. He's saying this Bederech Tzachas, but it's an emes kavart. I think Bepnimius it's an emes kavart. He's saying that, you know, Bederech Tzachas by Kabbalah Shabbos. So by Bavi Shalom, everybody turns around, right? That's the minute we turn around to be, you know, to greet the queen, to greet the Shabbos Malkasa. So we turn around to the back of the shul and to you know, to bring in the queen. So he's saying, I think Bederech Tzachas, I think he was saying maybe somewhat jokingly, but he was saying that when a person brings in Shabbos, so often a person comes into Shabbos and they only bring certain parts of themselves into Shabbos, right? They want to bring, you know, the good parts of themselves into Shabbos, and all the parts that are weekday, they want to leave outside. He said, Fakir, by Boi Vishalom, we turn around and we want to make sure that we don't leave anything behind. We want to make sure that we bring all of ourselves, all the pekalach, because that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is that I don't come into Shabbos just, okay, part of me comes into Shabbos. Shabbos is kilu kol malach techasuya. Shabbos means that I come in with kol ramach and shasa. Shabbos means that I come into Shabbos fully, fully, fully involved in Shabbos. And that means that there aren't wants all of me to be there on Shabbos. The Rosh Hashanah doesn't just want, okay, one chelik of me to be there on Shabbos. Just the tzaddik of you is there on Shabbos. Leave the bein in Russia during the 6 days a week. Fakir. Shabbos is like the Eish HaGehenim is not shaylo on Shabbos. Shabbos means that everybody's able to get into that circle. You're able to make Aser HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lasas Machal HaTzadikim. It's one big circle that includes everybody. And that's the avoda. Again, Sai when it comes to being chaytim ishechem mebachutz, like Reb Nachman over here is talking about, Sai when it comes to bringing somebody else into the circle of Simcha, but also inside of ourselves. I mentioned last week, you know, this Indian of IFS, which again, I don't know a lot about it, but it's Indian of IFS, like when a person is able to go ahead and identify different parts of themselves, the internal family system, a person can identify different halakim of themselves. I'm not going to talk about this over here, that a person has parts of themselves which right now are happy, and there's parts of themselves that a person can identify, don't want to be happy, and they're not interested. But when a person can go ahead and be chayt from them, bal karchay, schlep them in against their will, say that, no, happiness is not just going to be part of me. I want to be fully happy. I want to be happy with all halakim. I want to be happy that every part of me is able to be happy, that all the ramach and shasar able to be happy, the good and the not so good. But I'm able to recognize that being real simcha is only when I'm fully there, when I'm able to be fully present, that the whole of me is able to be there. That's the only way that a person is able to have real simcha, right? They say, I mentioned this once on one of the Yomayin videos, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, the Hill said about the Simcha's Beis Shueva, which is the ultimate time of simcha, Hill said, I'm a nikan, hakol kan. I'm a nikan, mikan. Right, so everyone says, Manikan or Kolkan, Hill is suddenly about Gaiva. We don't know Hill to be about Gaiva. There are a lot of stories about Hill, and none of them have anything to do with Gaiva. Hill Fakir, Hill is the biggest Anav, Hill is the one who's a Savlanos. Hill suddenly says, Manikan, Hakolkan. This form of Manikan, Hakolkan means, if I'm here, then Hakolkan. Which means, if I'm here, then all of me has to be here. If I want to be able to really appreciate the Simchas Beis Shueva, which is the ultimate Machal HaTzadikim, right? Chazal say, when the Gemara in Sukkah, a person didn't see the Simchas Beis Shueva, the Ross Simcha Meyav. If you want to really be able to see a real Simchas Beis Shueva, you have to follow what Hill said. Hill said, Im ani kan, hakol kan. If I'm here, all of me is here. Not hakol kan, which means everybody else is here. Im ani kan, hakol kan. All of me is here. Every part of me, every chelik, beside the good and beside the not so good, every part of me is here, because that's what a simcha means, right? This form says that Hill is Rosh HaTevis, HaRefu L'Shvur Alev, right? HaRefu L'Shvur Alev, which means the healing of Refu L'Shvur Alev, the healing of Shvur Alev, is when I'm able to bring the Shvur Alev into the simcha. I'm able to bring all of me into that circle. I'm able to bring all chalakim of me into that place of Asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Las Machal HaTzadikim, to recognize that we're all here together. So Mamela, we're able to have that ultimate simcha of Simchas Beis Shueva. Mar says, by the Simchas Beis Shueva, they used to sing a niggin, but they used to sing Asher Mishalei Chatu, Umishachatu, Yashav Yim Chaloi. Right? Asher Mishalei Chatu, which means if you're a tzaddik, great. But Umishachatu, Yashav Yim Chaloi. You should go ahead and do tshuva, Yim Chaloi, which means the niggin that they sang by the Simchas Beis Shueva wasn't a niggin just for tzaddikim. It wasn't just the tzaddikim were singing the niggin, Fakir. It's this niggin, like we said, from the Sfasemis, the niggin of Az Yashir. The niggin that also includes in it, Amar Oyev Erdev Asik, that includes in it all the enemies inside of myself that are chasing me, that want to go ahead and not allow me to be matzlich, I bring them into the shira. I bring them into the song, and I'm able to recognize that that's the way you build a song. You only build a song, like, well, again, we'll see this when it comes to the inn of Nigunim, or Nutsin's going to talk, but the inn of a shira. A shira is only built from ups and downs. Right? If you have a niggun which doesn't go up and down, if you have a niggun which doesn't have highs and lows, so it's not a niggun. A niggun needs to have the notes that need to go up, and needs to go down. That's the way you build a niggun. You build a song. The shira is only built only over the part that able to go up and able to go down. There's higher notes, there's lower notes. That stuff could be able to be a niggun. Amela, I'm not even saying that the real level of simcha is not one chelik of me. So when I'm able to schlep all of me, bal korcha, I'm able to schlep it in, and once I do that, then it stops fighting. It stops fighting me. Now once I do that, it's able to be part of the circle, and Amela is able to be connected to this inner of simcha. Let's just finish off what he says. He says, "V'zeh b'chinas." This is the b'china of what the pasuk says in Yeshaya. Sasan v'simcha yasigo apash teitch. Once you see this teitch in the pasuk, it's impossible to see it, I think, come out any other way. Sasan v'simcha yasigo. Sasan and simcha will reach you. V'nasu and it will run away. Yagan v'anacha will run away from you. Talking about lasad lavei, the person will be able to get klais will be able to get sasan v'simcha and yagan v'anacha sadness. Yagan and lacha, sadness and brokenness, two different levels of yagan and lacha, two different levels of sadness, they'll run away. Zakram Nachman, what does it mean? It's a simple taich is that I'm going to get simcha, and all the bad parts of me are going to run away. Zakram Nachman, no, it's not what it means. Shai yagan and lacha, borcham and asim and asimcha. What happens is, as sasan v'simcha yasigu, as you get sasan and simcha, what's going to happen is yagan and lacha, which again, the Zohar Kaddish says it's sasan and simcha, and yagan and lacha, one's Zachar, one's Nakeva. Again, without getting into that, it's not relevant for right now. Once Sasan is Zachar, and Simcha is Nakeva, and Yagan and Nacha is also Zachar and Nakeva. When the Sasan and the Simcha come into my life, Yagan and Nacha, Borchim and Asim and Simcha, then automatically what's going to happen at that moment is Yagan and Nacha, the guy who doesn't want to be part of the circle, the guy who's standing there with his back towards the circle, who's standing there is not interested in dancing, they're running away. What happens when you're B'Simcha? The sad parts of you stand off to the side. Avatzorach lirdif achrayim daika. You have to run after them. That's the pasuk says. Sasan v'simcha yasigu. Run after them. Ulasigu malagim. Go ahead and run after those parts of yourself. Don't allow yourself to be 60 or 70% happy. Go ahead and be able to run after those parts of yourself that are not happy, and go ahead and be able to bring them in. V'zehu sasan ulasigu malagim lachnisav oisem dafka l'teich ha-simcha kanal. V'zehu sasan v'simcha yasigu. Shasasan v'simcha yasigu v'yitvesu as yagam v'anacha. Shem nasim v'borchim en asimcha. They're running away. L'hachnes oisem bal karcham. L'toich asimcha. Drag them in bal karcham. Ki yesh yagam v'anacha shem sitra achra she'enim reitzim lias makava l'kedusha. They don't want to be part of the circle. Alkein v'borchim en asimcha. They run away from simcha. Alkein tzarech l'achriach oisem l'hachnes oisem l'toich ha-kedusha. You have to go ahead and fakir. Bring them in. Be machnas of oisam l'ktoy kedusha. Dahainu asimcha bar kocham. To go ahead and to bring them in to the place of the simcha bar kocham, bal karcham, against their will. And only then is it they're going to be able to be the maili yaseir, the real level of simcha. Of kolatz moisei tamarna hashem yikamecha. When a person is able to go ahead and ben hapachu, go ahead and take that which is evil and bring it into the simcha, bring it into the inyan of the sasan and the simcha yasigu. Then the male person is going to be able to go ahead and take nasan yagan va'anacha, which are running away, and a person will be able to be schlep them in to this place of the inyan of simcha. Just to talk about maybe we have three, four more minutes. Just to talk drop where Nasan goes ahead and talks about this lagabi pesach, just because mamish. You know, Mamish, this week's parsha, Bechipazin Yetzer, that Klai Yisrael left at the end of last week's parsha, we left Bechipazin. So Rav Nosson goes ahead and Hilchas Pesach, Halacha Beis. His Beis explains that this is the whole avodah of what happens on Pesach, what happens every year on Pesach, and what's going to happen on Pesach Lasad Lavi. Rav Nosson explains, I'm sorry, that the idea of Chametz and Matzah represents also Simcha and Atzvos. Because again, like we said, the Yetzer Hara is Atzvos, the Yetzer Toif is Simcha, Mele Simcha Shal Mitzvah, like we said, is Mavteich from Aaron Kaliner, is Mavteich for all Mitzvahs, Atzvos is Mavteich for all Averis, and Mele, a person understands that the Yetzer Hara is Simcha, and the Yetzer Hara is Atzvos, and the Yetzer Toif is Simcha. Mele Zakhtam Nosson, Chametz is obviously going to be connected to the Indian of Atzvos. And Matzah is going to be connected to the Indian of Simcha. And therefore, Zakhtam Nosson, that in a regular year, the regular way that we eat Matzah, the regular days of the year, the way we're able to eat Matzah is we're only able to eat Matzah. Why? Because we're only able to be connected to the part of us that's B'Simcha. What we're not able to do is we're not able to touch Chametz B'Chal. Chametz is the Indian of Atzvos. We don't want to touch a B'Chal. Ki huzeh, not even a drop of Chametz, not even a drop of Atzvos getting involved in our life, because even a drop of Chametz is going to mess everything up. But Zakhtam Nosson, what's going to take place to Asad Lavai? What's going to take place to Asad Lavai? And what takes place really already on Shavuos, Nosson explains that Shavuos is one day. It's a one day yanta because Shavuos is the beginning of La'asad Lavai, of when everything's going to be. Shavuos is the beginning of that Yom Echad. That's going to take place La'asad Lavai. When Mela Zakhtam Nosson, what happens on Shavuos? Shavuos, we don't bring a carbon that's made just out of matzah. Fakir. The whole Indian of Shavuos is that we go ahead and bring a carbon that's made out of the Shtei Alechem. Dafka from the Indian of Chametz. Why? Zakhtam Nosson, when we left Mitzrayim, we left in a hurry, which means we weren't able to leave in a proper way. When we left in a way that weren't able to go ahead, like we're saying that Klai Yisrael was able to be Zeicha later on, to go out and be Mahapech, all of the Ra into the Toiv. We couldn't do that right away. We left Mitzrayim, Bechipazin Yetz, we ran out, we weren't able to go ahead. And what we did was, we ran out, Pasha with the shirt on our backs. We ran out, we didn't have time to make Chametz, we didn't have time to go ahead and be able to bake anything. We ran out because we weren't really Zeicha to really be able to get out. And in the middle of the Simcha that Klai Yisrael felt, on Leila Seder, the first Leila Seder wasn't a Shlemis of Simcha. And the Simcha, even every year that we feel on Leila Seder, is not the Shlemis of Simcha. It's a Simcha that we're able to feel by just focusing on the matzah. We're taking the chametz and we're eradicating it from our house. We're saying we can't touch chametz b'chal. We have to get rid of chametz. We have to burn chametz. We have to get rid of. We can't have sheiches of chametz b'chal because chametz means atzvas. Chametz means the parts of us that we're not happy with. Zaktim nasim, but then we come to Shavuos. Then after working through all the days of Svira, after working through the Indian of Imei HaSvira, we come to Shavuos, where not only do we not go ahead and eradicate the chametz, but we're able to take the chametz itself and we're able to bring a carbon from the Shtei Alechem Daika. Why? Because the ultimate simcha is able to be created. The ultimate day of simchas libay is able to be created when not only do we not have to go ahead and run away from chametz, but we're able to bring chametz into the circle of kedusha. We're able to go ahead and take the chametz, which is connected really to those parts of ourselves that want to run away from, the parts of ourselves that are running away from the circle. We're able to bring them into the place of the simcha. That's the ultimate level of simcha. And Mamela Zaktim Nasan on the day of Shavuos, which is the day of Matan Torah. And Klaisa reached the level of Pascha Zumasan, we reached the level of its ultimate level of Simcha, like we said. That's why Chazal Darshan on the Pasuk, B'yem Chasanasai, B'yem Simchas Liba, Zuma and Torah. Because that was the day that we were able to reach the ultimate level of Simcha. And Mimela Zaktim Nasan, this is why we find that the Karban Tamid, Chazal said that all the Karbanas are going to be Nizbat L'Asad Lavai, except for the Karban Tamid. Karban Tamid also has Chametz in it. Because the Karban of L'Asad Lavai, the Karban Tamid, which is dear to go out and thank the Rabban Hashem, is a Karban that Dafka has Chametz inside of it. Because the ultimate level of a Karban, the ultimate level of Haidah, of Simcha, is not when I'm just able to thank the Rabban Hashem over the good, and be able to bring all the chalakim inside the toiv, inside the motive, inside the toiv, and that which doesn't look like good, be able to bring it all and to be part of one circle, one dance of Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lasa Machal HaTzadikim, that's the ultimate level of simcha a person is able to feel. Rav Nosson writes also, this is what we find about the Machlekes Yaakov and Esav. We find a very interesting thing about Machlekes Yaakov and Sar Shal Esav. We find an interesting thing takes place. Yaakov Avinu goes ahead, and Yaakov Avinu is Menatzeh. What does Malach Shal Esav want to do? He wants to leave. Right away he says, leave me alone. I need to go. Where's he running? He's running away from Simcha. At the moment that Yaakov Avinu beat the Malach Shal Esav, the Sar Shal Esav, what happened at that moment was, Yaakov Avinu was able to get the ultimate level of Simcha. Yaakov Avinu rose to a higher Madrega. Yaakov Avinu was able to get the ultimate level of Shlemis of Simcha. V'niskav Hashem Levadai, V'yivasa Yaakov Levadai, he was able to be a Bechina of L'Asad Lavi. So Mamela, what's going to happen is that Esav, who's the Chametz, who's the Atzvas, who's the parts of ourselves that don't like it, is going to run away. And the Sar Shal Esav says, I don't want to be here, Bechval. Because right now you're feeling Simcha over the fact you're in a tzech against the Yetzara. He says, I'm running away. Zakti Yaakov Avinu, I'm not letting you go. I'm not letting you go until you go in and give me a bracha. Because I'm going to schlep you in here, Balkarcha. You want to run away? You want to say that, okay, now parts of you are b'simcha, the rest of you wants to run away? Zakti Yaakov Avinu, no. That's not the shlemus. That's one level of simcha. Yaakov Avinu wants to get to the level of Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu wants to get to a higher level. Yaakov Avinu says, I'm not just going to be b'simcha, part of me, and the rest of me, the atzvas, the parts of me that are not good, are going to run away. Yaakov Avinu says, when I'm b'simcha, the Yetzahara himself, the Sar Shal Esav himself, is going to give me a bracha. He's going to be part of the circle that's going to dance around. He's going to be part of that Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Las Malcha Tzadikim, because that's the shlemus of simcha. This is what it means to have real shlemus in simcha. Not just one chelik of me, but able to bring all of me. It's all avoid of what took place by Bisa Sayam and Bisa Mitzrayim. The Klaiso went ahead and took all the Zav and the Kesef from the Mitzrayim, and they went ahead and they used it to build the Mishkan. All of us to do the same thing. Went ahead and we didn't just want to say, okay, we want to run away from the from Mitzrayim. We want to run away from the place of Mitzrayim. When Klaiso was in Mitzrayim, one of the milas that we had in Mitzrayim is Shleishinu Hashemam and Shleishinu Hashemabushim. They didn't change our clothing, right? What takes place when Klaiso leaves Mitzrayim? We go ahead and we borrow the clothing of the Mitzrayim. Pelde Kazach. The mila of how we got out of Mitzrayim is that we didn't change our clothing. What do we do when we leave Mitzrayim? We go out and we take their clothing. But it's too dargas. If you're holding on the first darga, you have to run far away from the clothing of Mitzrayim, because again, we can't go ahead and be mishapech that chelik of us, that's atzvas and yogam anacha. We can't go ahead and be mishapech at the toiv. So we have to stay away from the clothing of Mitzrayim. We have to go ahead and stay away from anything that shaykhes b'chal to that thing. But once you get to a higher madrega, the higher madrega means no fakir. We can take the zav kesef from the Mitzrayim, and not only is it not avay dezar fakir, we can use the animal that they use for avay dezar, the sheep they use for avay dezar, we use it for karban pesach. The zav and the kesef that they use to make aleha kesef aleha zav, we use it to make ashras hashchina, to make a mishkan. Able to go ahead and take the clothing that they use and it's the work, we're able to go ahead and make it into patzitzis on it and make it into tznistika clothing. Our milas are able to go ahead and we're able to real level of simcha. The real shlemis is we're able to go ahead and to borrow their things, to utilize their things, and to utilize it for the end of simcha. This is the shlemis of what simcha means. Again, we'll continue next week at Terech of Dalet, which is again the famous words mitzvah gedolis for simcha tamen. This is a little bit, we understand a little bit what simcha is. Simcha is not just one part of me being with simcha. Real shlemis of simcha is full circle. Is that all parts of me call at smoysa tamana shemikamecha, be able to dance with every chelik of me, every part of me is able to be involved in the circle. I'm able to feel fully. Manikan, hakolkan. If I'm here, all of me is here. This is the ultimate simcha. The simcha of being able to feel that all chalakim of me are part of the simcha. And Shem, we'll continue next week. Torah Chavdalad, and we'll continue.